David Hooper, Build a Big Podcast. I want to talk to you about Texas PodCon. I mentioned this earlier this week. Regional and local podcasting events are the new trend. We're going to see more of those in the upcoming year. We are seeing more of these already. I love these smaller, locally focused events, and here is why. It's easier to connect with people, fewer people there. Everybody's focused a lot of times on a single track at these smaller events. Everybody's in the same room. They're having the same experience. It's a great way to connect with people. It's easier to really get to know people. There are fewer distractions than the big events. When you see somebody again and again and again, these are single track events a lot of. You're seeing people all day long. And if you see somebody who's interesting, somebody ask an interesting question, it's super easy for you to reach out to that person. If not right then, maybe a little later. Sometimes at these events, you see somebody ask an interesting question. Oh man, I got to go talk to that person. You never see that person again because the event is too big. Maybe the most important thing that I love about these regional and local events though, is that so many people are from the area, it's easier for you to keep in touch after the event. I've talked about Nashville podcasters before. We've got a group of local Nashville podcasters, probably 1,000 people in the Facebook group. Every meetup, I don't know, 60, 70 people. It's so cool to be able to see these guys month after month and develop a personal relationship with them, as well as see where their podcasts are going, how their podcasts are growing. They've got ideas they can share with you. You've got ideas you can share with them. You grow as a team. And all together at the Nashville Podcasters event, we represent Nashville. We are ambassadors for where we're from. If you're from Texas, you go to Texas PodCon, you're going to find a lot of Texas ambassadors. You can easily do this in your region. I've got some stuff on the blog about how to do these events. If you're interested in that, go to bigpodcast.com, hit the blog button. I've got a section about podcasting event. Let's get to the details on Texas PodCon. October 25th and 26th, two-day event. San Antonio is the city. Here's some of the sessions you can go to. Podcasting for Business, Impact Profit, Mobile plus Apps. If you're interested in mobile podcasting, they got you covered. Podcast Marketing 101. I see this a lot because I'm a marketing guy. You got a guy with talent. He's got potential, but he needs to know how to use that talent and that potential from a marketing standpoint. Talent and potential, not enough. You got to get your marketing in order. They're going to help you do that at Texas PodCon. Podcasting, the ultimate awareness and sales tool. You know, I saw this at first. I was thinking new age, right? Awareness, like self-awareness or something. No, man, they're talking about getting your message out there. They're talking about getting you out there. Podcasting is hot. How much time did you spend on the last blog you were on? I don't know, a couple minutes maybe? That's if you're reading something. Sometimes you click in, click back out. But right now, you're still listening. We've been here for a couple minutes already. I'm just getting started. Podcasting, the ultimate awareness and sales tool. I agree. If you've got something that you're selling, podcasting will pre-sell it for you. How cool is that? There's a podcasting monetization panel. More details about Texas PodCon. Where else? TexasPodCon.com. By the way, this is by the same organizer as NAPOD POMO. That's National Podcast Post Month. Every November, I love this thing. A podcast a day for 30 days. Jennifer Navarrete is her name. I'm thinking about participating in this again. That is how this podcast actually started. NAPOD POMO, National Podcast Post Month. Maybe you'll join me. Think about that. If you want more updates on this event and others, here is how to do it. You need to subscribe to my mailing list. I don't send something out even every week. Every week, every couple weeks, I send you tips, tricks, strategies, updates, things like Texas PodCon that you can take advantage of to grow your podcast, build an audience, get more connection with that audience. You can sign up at bigpodcast.com. When you sign up, I'm going to send you some cool stuff. My toolkit, I call it. 25 episode templates. I'm going to send you some social media templates. I'm going to send you some story shortcuts. I'm going to send you a music licensing form. All sorts of stuff packed in this toolkit. And you can get it free by going to bigpodcast.com. While you're there, make sure you subscribe to Build a Big Podcast. When you do, you'll automatically hear from me again right in your podcast feed with more tips, tricks, advice on how to grow an audience, spread a message, and make more money with your podcast. Thanks so much for listening to Build a Big Podcast. I'll see you on the next episode.